Good morning, America. It's time for Freedom Frenzy. And this is, and I do this for Jenny's benefit, this is the hump day version. We're almost halfway through the week. I hope you're having a good week. We sort of are. Actually, Jenny, we've made a buck or two today and a buck or two yesterday.
What? And
yes, we've actually made a little bit of money.
We as in you and me?
No.
Oh, I'm
talking about my own little bailiwick here.
I was going to be in shock. Like, what? Activism pays? That's just
oh, no. Activism never pays.
Yeah, unless you're a whore. And then the only
question is,
what are you selling out to? I'm a very expensive whore, so far, no one can afford me.
Oh, you just haven't had the right offer yet. Is that what you're saying?
Right. The offer has not been high enough. I'm still waiting.
You know, that brings to mind that movie that was out a couple of years back about the millionaire making the offer to the fellow about his wife. And they actually must have established. I never saw the movie. I saw the commercials, I guess. And apparently they must have come to a price. And I'm not sure.
That's hilarious. This is just a movie, though.
Yeah, it was just a movie. Just a movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, in case you're wondering who in the world you're listening to, my name's Jerry DeMars. And the other voice that is tickling your ear is Jenny Hodges. And we do this crazy show called Freedom Frenzy. It's not the normal show here on the Podcast Network. And we're actually kind of proud of that. And we want to try to be a teaching tool for both you and to give you tools and information that you can pass along to others to help them understand that the paradigm portrayed through mainstream media, let's see if I can think of a nice word, is hogwash. Okay, I was thinking of the bovine something else, but I decided
hogwash is good. Hogwash is good, Jerry.
It works. It works, and it conveys the thought. Wow, dear, did you get my text message a little while ago?
I did. I think that's great. Let's talk about oil today. Also, Ivan Stein's going to be with us on tomorrow,
as
my Pastor Bright always says on tomorrow, okay. And yeah, I'm really excited about the interview with him. For those of you who want a heads up, go to timeline2012.net. I think that's the website. But he's going to be talking about what we can anticipate December 21st, 2012, with our merging with the galactic equator, and just trying to understand from a point of view of the realities of, I guess, astronomy and geology.
Are we going to have an intergalactic audience, too?
Of course, Jerry. The mothership is always with me. I don't know about you. Duh.
No, dear. I'm one of those people that would really, really, really like to see a UFO. But unfortunately, I've never had that opportunity. And I'm quite audacious, as you might have expected. And I would like the opportunity to say, hey, bud, take me around the block. That's what I would like to do if I ever had that opportunity.
Yes, Jerry, I can see that. And occasionally when I hear you talking about certain things, I wonder if you haven't already taken that ride and you just don't remember.
Low blow. Just standing eight counts.
My Uncle George swears he's seen a UFO and that it hovered over a lake in northern isolated Wisconsin for about 15 minutes, and George pulled his truck in the middle of the night over and just watched it until it flew away. No exhaust, no sound, and he's convinced there are extraterrestrials out there.
Well, you know, it's kind of ludicrous to think that we're all by ourselves in the entire universe. And with all the evidence that's coming even out of the, what by all standards insofar as intergalactic might be considered primitive, we're starting to see that life could be a reality on Mars. So it's crazy to think we're alone. Hey, we're going to take a break here. And then when we come back, it'll be Hit and Run News. Don't go away.
don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Okay, friends, we're back. And as we were talking during the introduction part of today's show, we want to weave an element of petroleum through the conversation today. And maybe because we're going to talk about it in so many different ways, it'll stir some stuff from you guys out there that you'll want to share with us too. But my first story today, because of its importance, and it's not related to oil, I still felt as though we needed to talk about this too, because it impacts you, it impacts me, and I think it's going to impact America for as long as there is an America, and then whatever falls apart, it's probably going to impact those little portions too. Chinese President Hu Jintao emphasized the need for cooperation with the United States in areas from new energy to space leading up to his visit to Washington this week. But he called the present U.S. dollar-denominated currency a product of the past and highlighted moves to turn the yuan into a global currency. Mr. Hu is quoted as saying, "We both stand to gain from a sound China-U.S. relationship and lose from confrontation." This was in written answers to questions posed to him by the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post. Mr. Hu acknowledged some differences and sensitive issues between the two countries, but his tone was generally compromising, and he avoided specific mention of some of the controversial issues that have dogged relationships between the dog, the relations between the United States over the past year or so, and those would include, of course, United States arms sales to Taiwan that led to a freeze in military relations between the world's sole superpower, I guess that's supposed to be the United States, and its rising Asian rival. On the economic front, Mr. Hu played down one of the main U.S. arguments for why China should appreciate its currency, that it will help China tame inflation. That is likely to disappoint Washington, which accuses China of unfairly boosting its exports by undervaluing the yuan, making its products cheaper overseas. The topic is expected to be high on President Barry's agenda when he meets Mr. Hu in the White House on Wednesday. That's today. Mr. Hu also offered a veiled criticism of efforts by the United States Federal Reserve to stimulate growth through huge bond purchases to keep down long-term interest rates, a strategy that China has loudly complained about in the past as fueling inflation in emerging economies, including his own. He said that the United States monetary policy has a major impact on global liquidity and capital flows, and therefore the liquidity of the United States dollar should be kept at a reasonable and stable level. Mr. Hu's responses reflect a China that has grown more confident in recent years, especially in wake of the global financial crisis, from which China emerged relatively unscathed. Jenny.
Wow. Well, that was an interesting story. I've got something a little bit more lighthearted. Placerville, California. Jerry, it has been discovered that 50% of the students at Placer County High School use marijuana.
Just 50%, huh?
Just 50%. So now the Placer County Sheriff's Department is making the $40 drug test available for just $10 to the parents in response to concerns over drugs in school. So I guess the parents told the school and the sheriff's office that all of our kids are using drugs. What do we do? Which is really hilarious. 50% of the kids are using marijuana. So now they can get these drug tests, buy them at the high school or at the county sheriff's department in order to test their kids. And I have a really funny anecdote about this. In my extended family, one of the members was discovered by his father to be using marijuana. And his father, which I obviously do not agree with this sort of parenting, but this is the fact, put his kid in the car and drove him to the police department and demanded that he be arrested for drug use. Well, about 10 years later, this same individual who had been taken to the cops by his father for marijuana use had a prescription to use marijuana and grow it due to some very serious health problems. So he was always highly amused and gratified to have that prescription, especially after what his dad did.
I'm surprised it's only 50% there. But the other thing that's really kind of astonishing is I'm told that that stuff is pretty flippin' expensive today. And to think that the average high school kid in the present economy would have the kind of funds that it would take to buy pot on a regular basis.
Well, it's, they might be getting into their parental units stash.
You know, one thing that we've never talked about that would kind of play on this is, what do you think the age of majority is? Not what the law says, and maybe not even what scripture says. What do you think, what age, given the present circumstances, most kids aren't leaving home until they're in their 20s, does parental discretion still weigh heavily on these kids?
And well, I think there's three and maybe four very distinct forms of government. There's civil government, church government, and family government. Mm-hmm. And then there's individual government. So I would say that in terms of your relation to your children, and this is what we tell our children, that they live in a benevolent dictatorship, that as long as we pay their bills and their knees are under our dinner table, they will follow the rules of our household. And anytime they want to move out and pay their own bills and make their own decisions, they are welcome to do that. So does that on any level answer your question?
Yeah,
and including their teeth. Wait. Like, they're not allowed to eat certain foods because I tell them I have to pay for your dental work and your orthodontics and everything else. So I own your teeth currently. When you move out and you're responsible for your teeth, then you get to own them and you can eat whatever you want.
Okay. Well,
so that's how things go down in the Hodges household.
So what happens when they start sneaking around and having those Mars bars? It's the same scenario. Don't you see that?
Well, I'm not a micromanager, Jerry. And, you know, my kids tell me so much crazy stuff that I would have never told my parents that I look at these people and I'm like, do I need to know this? And they're like, well, Mom, we just want to tell you. Okay, great. I don't think my style of parenting lends itself to sneaking, although one of my kids will sneak even when she doesn't have to, just for the joy of sneaking. Mm-hmm. And if they're caught, they're kicked out. I mean, it's not a big deal here. There's some basic household rules. I always tell them I'm kicking them out at 18 anyway, so they actually plan amongst themselves for this anticipated event, and they are very serious about their bank accounts and silver stash and everything else because I'm kicking them out when they're 18. They need to go get their own life and do their own thing. So, I don't know, Jerry.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
And we're
like
not
I said,
obsessive.
Most kids don't leave home that early anymore.
Well, the Hodges children might be different because their parents are kicking them out.
Yeah.
And I'm preparing them for that. Like, I'm very intense about their musical training. They will have a cottage industry when they're kicked out at 18. They will have the capability of providing for themselves. I'm making sure of that. So it's not like we're just kicking them out and they're on their own resources. They're being prepared systematically for making it on their own.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's start weaving the theme for today's story, dear. I'd like to start off with this one. A jubilant Hugo Chavez, president of Venezuela, revealed to the oil-thirsty world that Venezuela has overtaken Saudi Arabia as the world leader in oil reserves, with certified deposits leaping to 297 billion barrels at the end of 2010. The information was further expanded by Energy Minister Rafael Ramirez, and every time I hear that name, I think about the guy that played shortstop for the Atlanta Braves, but I don't think it's the same guy. But anyway, Rafael, in an interview, he stated that these new reserves, which pushed the total 41% higher than the previous year, were booked in the South American OPEC members' vast Orinoco extra-heavy crude belt. In an address to the Venezuelan parliament, Chavez says, we have enough oil for 200 years. The former soldier also denied that he was a dictator and complained that he was being unfairly demonized and offered to give up much criticized decree powers a year ahead of schedule. There are suggestions that countries, including Saudi Arabia and Venezuela, have exaggerated their oil reserves in the past. So the producers deny doing that, of course. Some analysts point out that some OPEC members' reserve figures have not changed in years, suggesting new discoveries had exactly matched output, if you can believe that. While others say that the lack of independent verification should always give rise to doubts. And I'm doubtful. Wow, dear. We're almost at the end of Hit and Run News thing, the segment that we do. And I've got another little tidbit that I could throw out there if you'd like. Doesn't have anything to do with oil. This is okay. The United States Mint had a little surprise for all of us that are paying attention. It came out yesterday. Their sales report showed that they sold another 12,500 ounces of gold eagles, along with a gargantuan 1,181,000 silver eagles. Month to date, the U.S. Mint has sold 75,500 ounces of gold eagles and 4,588,000 silver eagles. This is a one-month record for silver eagle sales. Full years have gone by when they didn't sell that many eagles. And 1996 comes to mind when only 3.4 million were sold in the entire year. Rest assured, those eagles are selling for some very healthy premiums over spot. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, Lord knows what we're going to do, but we hope you'll take a part in it. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, comrades, we're back. And as we said a little bit earlier, we want to talk about, at least for the first half of the program, we want to throw some information out there about petroleum, because it is a very important part of our lives. It takes a lot of money out of us, and it's also a control mechanism, and we have to recognize all of the different facets that oil and the ability to impact our lives as it does, and the fact that it is something that's used to manipulate us all. We need to recognize as much information about that rascal as we can. And that was the whole point behind giving you this eclectic assortment of articles today. And that said, I'm going to continue with the next one. As many of you know, the corporations and special interest groups have control of America, and they are close to squeezing the very life out of this country. The middle class, at least as long as it remains with its very ensconced, cloistered individualism, doesn't stand a chance against the formidable forces arrayed against it. About 6 months ago, during a news program on oil, with one of the Forbes brothers as a guest, the host asked a question of Mr. Forbes, And he said, actually, he put it to him in this fashion. I'm going to ask you a direct question, and I would like a direct answer. How much oil does the United States have in the ground? Forbes didn't miss a beat. He said, more than all the Middle East put together. Apparently, Mr. Forbes had the Bakken oil shale discovery in mind. Perhaps not, however. The Bakken is the largest domestic oil discovery since Alaska's Prudhoe Bay, the reports about Gull Island notwithstanding, however, and has the potential to eliminate all American dependence on foreign oil. The Energy Information Administration, or EIA, estimates that find to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 503 billion barrels of oil. Even if just 10% of the oil is recoverable, at $107 a barrel, we're looking at a financial resource worth more than $5.3 trillion. That's almost a third of the, or a little over a third of the financial indebtedness of the federal government. It's actually a formation. Wow. It's actually a formation known better as the Williston Basin, but it is more commonly referred to as the Bakken. It stretches from northern Montana through North Dakota and into Canada. For years, U.S. oil exploration has been considered a dead end. Even the big oil companies gave up searching for major oil wells decades ago. However, a recent technological breakthrough has opened up the Bakken's massive reserves. And now we have access to something approximating 500 billion barrels. The icing on the cake is that this oil is the primo stuff. It's light, sweet, crude. But light, sweet. The piece de resistance is that according to estimates, these barrels of oil will only cost Americans approximately $16 per barrel.
Horrors.
That's enough crude to fully fuel the American economy wide open for some 70 plus years straight. And if those tidings don't get you going, let me add another little tidbit, but this is old news. It harkens all the way back to 2006, to be exact. And somehow or another, we've forgotten it. Hidden 1,000 feet below the surface of the Rocky Mountains lies the largest untapped oil reserve in the world. It is calculated to be more than 2 trillion barrels. On August 8, 2005, then-President Bush mandated its extraction. In more than 3.5 years of high oil prices, not a drop of that oil has been pulled out of the ground. With this motherload of oil, why are we still fighting over offshore drilling? Mm-hmm. Why, in light of the horrific episode we just experienced in the Gulf of Mexico, the total price tag we have yet to reckon, are we not tapping into this much safer resource, this much safer resource wealth clearly available to us? We have more oil inside our borders than all the other proven reserves on Earth. Here are the official estimates. This oil wealth is 8 times that of Saudi Arabia, 18 times as much oil as Iraq is considered to have. And we look at Kuwait, it's 21 times that country's oil reserves. Iran, 22 times. But here's a mind-boggling number. It's 500 times as much oil as they have in the country of Yemen. And it's all right here out there in the Western United States. Once again, why are Americans fighting and dying ostensibly to gain first right access to high-priced Middle Eastern oil when this extreme oil wealth lies just below our feet in the soil of America? We've really got to begin to question the motives of American leadership. If we don't, we're ending up dying for oil when we should be back home enjoying America's resource wealth. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Hey, welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. Today, our theme is oil and the fact that America has plenty of oil to provide for ourselves, to not have to do all this global imperialistic conquest. In order to secure foreign oil for our people, we can secure what we've got here for a mere $16 a barrel. It is irrational for us to continue to exploit our people and our coffers to globally secure other oil resources, Jerry. And this is, you know, I kind of teased, of course, Wesley a little bit yesterday about, you know, the fact that everybody wants to say that we're a Christian nation, but we've got to really be cautious that even though our nation has Christians in it, that we don't give this perception that as a Christian nation, we're doing all these official atrocities. And just, we really have to distance ourselves from what the civil government is doing and our way of describing the Christianity nature of America. Mm-hmm. That's just my two cents.
Well, one of the reasons that oil is still in the ground, and I'm not trying to pick a fight with anybody, but I think that there's a happy medium that can be achieved in most every situation, is, quite frankly, the environmentalists are throwing roadblock after roadblock in front of us accessing that oil in both cases.
Now, environmentalism in America confuses me, Jerry, because they absolutely turn a blind eye, it appears to me, with these massive agribusiness operations, the big pork farms, the GMOs, the corporations that are just pumping toxic chemicals into localities. Where are they on those issues?
Well, I think some of the big pork producing and chicken producing operations are catching their fair share of environmental attention too, dear. I know, you know.
No, I don't think they are catching their fair share, because then it would be more present in the minds of the people and the legislators, especially because, you know, when you have little cases like Amish farmers being shut down or fined because their cow poop is not being properly processed, and then you have these massive pork farms that are just putrid for miles and miles. The air is just putrid with all the toxic waste and their inability to effectively deal with it. I don't see them doing anything on legitimate issues, but then inhibiting the ability to drill oil easily.
Well, the here in North Georgia, you know, that's the primary industry up in North Georgia is raising chickens. And you can't hardly throw a rock and not hit a chicken house. But up there, because of the fecal matter that's being produced and there's and the ammonia that results from it, there are some battles ongoing in the treatment and dealing with that output that, you know, used to be put on people's gardens.
Exactly. Now it's not properly used at all, and we're having to fight these county governments, like the Georgia Right to Grow bill that we've been pushing for. And in spite of the fact that so many people want the ability to grow their own food lawfully, according to the immoral code legislators assigned to us, you know, they have absolutely said we have got to have the ability to grow our own food and raise our own chickens in our neighborhoods. And it, just like you said, just using the scat on your gardens and on your lawns, it's excellent fertilizer. You can even use it to feed tilapia, I've heard, Jerry.
Yeah, I've heard that too, dear. I think it was even here on Freedom Frenzy. But you know, dear, there's actually a very likely cottage industry out there for those people that would want to get involved. I met a man at a ag center seminar thing here probably 2-3 months ago that he's got a nice little business going on out here in Carroll County, and it revolves around going to the Zoo Atlanta and hauling off primarily, but I think there's other creatures involved too, but primarily the pachyderm poo. Okay?
Pachyderm poo. I love it.
Yeah, they haul off the pachyderm poo and they take it, they bring it back out here to Carroll County, and they process it. Actually, they compost it, and then they turn around and sell the stuff. And they get a princely price for about a 1 foot cube of their composted elephant poop. And I think they market it as packy poo or something like that. And we got some of it. We bought some of it and we put some in our garden as a test. And this spring, I'm going to go over to their place of business, and we're going to load at the back of my pickup truck with packy poo and add it to our garden, because it just seems like both a wonderful additive for the soil, and two, it kind of helps return all the nutrients that, you know, back to the earth you know, that completing that circle, or at least can completing one circle and perhaps starting another.
Yeah, our West End garden got a huge pile of elephant poo, and it took a while to get it into a place that, you know, composted into a condition where it could be applied directly to the soil, because it's too harsh to put directly on the soil, whereas rabbit droppings and chicken scat can be directly applied to the soil.
Yeah.
And man, the smell was, whew, memorable. It was memorable, and it was a big old pile of poo, and I had to tell my boys as they were about to climb it, boys, good heavens, where are your noses? No climbing in the package.
Boys will be boys, won't they?
My boys are very much boys.
Hey, before I get into this next piece, and I do have another little item that I want to present on oil, and it's kind of a change gear kind of deal. So let's go to a caller we have in the queue. It's Tom in Brooklyn. Good afternoon, Tom, or good morning.
How are you doing?
Tom.
Good morning, good afternoon, good whatever.
Yeah, good whatever.
two quick items that may set you into a different sphere of thinking. I've done extensive traveling all over the world, and I'll tell you one thing that I did see done with packy poo. You ready?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what they do with it in Africa. It's bleached, okay? Bleached, made into solution, and then what they do is they paint it on a screen, leave it in the sun, and guess what it becomes?
What?
Paper.
Packy poo paper?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, very high quality paper, by the way. They use it for wedding invitations.
Wow!
I'm glad you said that.
Hey, well, don't lick the envelope, brother.
Yeah. My wife has somebody gave it to her as a gift, a pack of notepaper sitting on her computer desk, and that's he's right. I had forgotten all about that.
Yeah, and I've seen that. Now, another situation is, if you go out west, Oklahoma or Texas or whatever, you'll see hundreds of wellheads that are capped. They are producing wells, but they were capped. I found this out when I had to handle some, I'm under oath of confidentiality, but I will just try to keep it as vague as possible. But this will make a lot of sense to a lot of people right away. Okay? When I was given these oil leases to sell, there were certain oil leases that were marked, and they said, how come I can't sell these? And he basically said, those are collateral assets. Now, what that basically means, folks, is this individual who gave me these leases to sell because he was ill and infirm, right, gave me the leases to sell and told me just what I needed to know. And basically, I had figured it out for myself, and he confirmed it later, that the oil in the ground was used as a collateral asset to borrow against. This is a gentleman, okay, that for his daughter's 21st birthday bought her an office building in Dallas.
Bless his heart.
Well, yeah, exactly, to make sure she would never starve, because all she had to do was collect the rent and pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that a lot of the reasons that these oil wells were capped was to create a collateral asset based upon the production and a geology report on the oil in the ground. So they were given cash. They monetized that geology report, and they did what they do with anything else in the fractional banking system. They monetized it 10 times. They leveraged it 10 times. So, based upon nothing but a geology report, a lot of those wells are actually better than gold bars.
But you say they've been leveraged 10 times.
Well, yeah. Well, in other words, if they say that there's how many millions of gallons down there, okay, that this cavern or whatever should it contain at such and such and at 150 gallons an hour flow rate at the head, well, we'll give you this much money on it, right? Fine.
Now, okay.
All of those things went into building projects, and that became a collateral asset. So a lot of the reasons why they're not going back to the existing wells just to pump them dry is because of that reason. that that's the collateral asset to for the building project that went up. And until that entire thing has been, you know, come to fruition.
Yeah, they can't pump it out because they'd be.
They're diminishing their asset base.
Diminishing the collateral.
Yeah, collateral base, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I just wanted to give you that little sniglet because I run across a lot of interesting things in the course of a lifetime, you know.
Mm-hmm. As we all do.
That's what we love about our listeners. They've always got the scoop. The hands-on scoop.
Well, you know what? Somebody that just goes to school just learns from a book that was written by somebody who made it for somebody that's just going to go to school. You know, if you don't get out there and live your life and travel, you learn more from travel than anything else, and from interaction with people. Because you know what, the residual effect of interacting with many people gives you a very broad spectrum of life.
Well, yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Adopt a lot of other people's exposure and expand your own because of it.
Well, yeah, and on top of that, too, it also narrows the learning curve. They're giving you the cream right away, you know. You talk mm-hmm. to people that have tried so many different things and, you know, I'm thinking about doing this. Well, don't do it that way because we tried that, you know, and it don't work. Well, anyway, I just want to jump in and jump out. So you guys have a wonderful evening and afternoon, I mean. And I just wanted to say hi.
Hey, well, thank you for calling, Tom.
Good, Tom.
Well, bye-bye.
Appreciate you. Yes, dear. I thought Tom was going to tell us, and I really thought that's where he was going when he started to tell us the information that those oil wells are all full again. And that would have been a wonderful lead-in to the next little piece that I wanted to bring. The information that I'm going to give you is primarily extracted from an article written by a man called Richard Heinberg. And the title of the article that I use to extract some of this information from is The Abiotic Oil Controversy.
Ha! I'm so glad you're talking about that, Jerry.
And I've cobbled this together using Mr. Heinberg's information with some other assets that I wanted to put out there, because I think all together it makes a remarkably compelling story. The debate over oil's origin has been going on since the 19th century. From the start, there were those who contended that oil is primordial, that it dates back to Earth's origin, or that it is made through an inorganic process, while others argued that it was produced from the decay of living organisms, primarily oceanic plankton, that proliferated millions of years ago during relatively brief periods of global warming. And when I read that word, I thought that was kind of interesting, and were buried under ocean sediment in fortuitous circumstances. During the latter half of the 20th century, with advances in geophysics and geochemistry, the vast majority of scientists lined up on the side of the biotic theory. A small group of mostly Russian scientists, but including a tiny handful of Western scientists, among them the late Cornell University physicist Thomas Gold, have held out for an abiotic, or also abiogenic or inorganic theory. While some of the Russians appear to regard Gold as a plagiarist of sorts because of their ideas, the latter's book, The Deep Hot Biosphere, which came out in 1998, has created considerable controversy amongst the public on the questions of where oil comes from and how much of it there is. Gold argued that hydrocarbons existed at the time of the solar system's formation and are known to be abundant on other planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and some of their moons, where, for all of our knowledge, no life is presumed to have flourished in the past. Are you back, dear?
I'm sorry, Gabe has burst into my cube. Let me mute you and discover what a six-year-old needs.
Oh, okay. The abiotic theory holds that there must be, therefore, nearly limitless pools of liquid primordial hydrocarbons at great depths here on Earth. Pools that slowly replenish the reservoirs that conventional oil drillers tap. The abiotic theorists also hold that conventional drillers, constrained by an inaccurate theory, ignore many sites where deep primordial pools of oil accumulate. If they would only drill in just the right places, they would discover much more oil than they are finding now. Back in 1970, the Russians started drilling Kola SG3, an exploration well which finally reached a staggering world record of 40,230 feet in the earth. We're going to cut away to a break. I'll pick this up on the other side. I think you're going to find it interesting. Go grab a cup of coffee. We'll be right back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, friends, when we last left you, I was telling you that back in 1970, the Russians had drilled down into Mother Earth approximately 7.6 miles. And since then, the Russian oil majors, including Yukos, have quietly drilled more than 310 successful super deep oil wells and put them into production. Now, Before I go on, I want you to stop and think for just a moment. If, in fact, the Russians are going that deep into Mother Earth, can you imagine, or can you maybe not recall, but can you remember ever being taught about any catastrophic event on planet Earth that would account for organic matter accumulating at that distance below the surface and consequently over the time period that we're talking about been turned into oil? And, you know, let's throw Dino the dinosaur in there too, because some people say that it's partly because of all the dead dinosaurs as well. And that may just be a story that they pull out there to enthuse the minds of the children who they're hoping to propagandize. Anyway, last year, Russia overtook Saudi Arabia as the world's biggest single oil producer and is now set to completely dominate global oil production and sales for the next century. So if we tap into the oil that's here in America, the known reserves that we've got out west, and we leave the Russians to their own devices, we probably would still be able to access 7 mile deep oil here in the United States and live happily ever after, like in one of those fairy tales that
Jerry,
we were all read as children. Yes, ma'am.
That is no fun. There's nobody to conquer. There's no military industrial complex. The bankers don't make as much money. That is a very boring method of getting our necessary energy needs.
Yes, it is. And you know,
it almost sounds Christian.
Yeah, and you're right. You're right.
Horrors. God forbid we do anything like that.
You know, and manipulation and control has been one of the things. And, you know, I can't help but hearken back to that thing that we've talked about off and on for the last 2 days, that political ponderology article that, by the way, I sent you, Rodney. And maybe we need to come to grips with the simple fact that the people that are in leadership positions today are psychopaths. And it's time to get the torches, the pruning hooks, and march on the castle.
Cool!
Yeah, I want to be alive when that happens, boys and girls. So when you guys muster up enough courage for that to happen, make sure that you come by my place, because I've got them. A torch, and I've got a pruning hook, I've got a shovel, and we can go take care of business here, because if we don't, ultimately, well, you know what ultimately is going to happen. I don't have to go there. You're smart people. When I started this item, and I wanted to do it by, let me back up. For most, had I started this item by claiming that completely unlimited crude oil reserves exist inside planet Earth, some might have immediately chosen to turn off their computers. But what if I told you that the Russians have exploited this stunning reality for nearly 30 years right under the largely unwitting noses of Western intelligence? It is steadily growing more apparent that we're going to have to take a break. We'll be right back.
The next